Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 1, we were taught that the blood of Jesus is on the mercy seat in heaven. Let's continue with that thought today.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
I've got people to this day I've been praying, I've known for 40 years. I've prayed for them by name. I've known some for almost 50 years. I've prayed for them by name. Getting right with God. There are others I know just recently. I still pray for them to get right with God. And I pray for them by name. Now, I'm not going to tell you names here, and I'm not going to tell people in my church the names. This is between me and God. But I pray for those people. Some are enemies. They've tried to oppose me, tried to hurt me. Sometimes it's family. Sometimes it's fellow believers in a church. Sometimes it's close friends. But he says, love them, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. Listen, it's hard to do, but once you start doing it and some get right, boy, that means a lot. I've had three people in the last year that have called me up to apologize. And boy, I tell you what, they caused me a lot of grief. And we didn't make their apology public because I didn't want them to suffer at the hands of others, okay. But this is walking as he walked. That's how we do it. As he is in the light, we're to walk as he walked. And we have here, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 19 through 23, a good example, as well as Matthew 5, 44. Those are the examples. So the implication is very clear. He says there in verse 7, if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Now let me say this about the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus shed his blood on the cross for our sins in his humanity. When he rose from the dead, Mary Magdalene was starting to run to touch him, probably just like a woman would do, sees somebody would suffer through all that, and they just feel sorry for him. Jesus doesn't want us to feel sorry for him. He chose to do. He wasn't a victim. He was a victor, for that matter, but he wasn't a victim. That's what he chose to do because he loved us so much, he wanted to pay for our sin. Now, having said that, he wouldn't let Mary touch him, not because she had had seven devils, because he'd cast those out long ago. But rather, he had not yet ascended to the Father to apply the blood at the mercy seat in heaven. Now, Moses made a pattern of the heavenly, but it wasn't the heavenly. It was a pattern of it. This blood of Jesus is on the mercy seat in heaven. And so whereas this blood of Jesus Christ makes me accepted in the beloved, that makes me accepted in Christ, I still go because that blood is there for the cleansing of my feet. Remember at the Last Supper there in John 13, Peter says, Lord, you're not ever going to cleanse my feet. And Jesus says, if I don't do your feet, then you have no part with me. Then Peter says, oh, wow, wash my head, my feet, everything. And the Lord says, no, Peter, he that's already been cleansed needs not to wash but his feet only. In your walk in this world, your feet get some of the dirt of this world on it. And so we go back to that cleansing agent, the blood. That's not talking of our salvation, but it is talking about the cleanliness of our walk and our fellowship with God. So the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. And it will make us right in our relationship to others who walk accordingly. But sin also separates us from fellowship with God. And it will eventually separate us from those in fellowship with God, and sometimes their lies will make us angry because it rebukes us for what we are when we're away from God. Just their life, not anything they say, sometimes just their life. What was the wickedness that called for separation from God and eternal death in the lake of fire by Adam and Eve? Of simply partaking of a tree? It was, my friend, disobedience. We are told to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We have a part in getting missions around the world. Our church, hopefully your church does as well, supports missionaries around the world, and I think it's good for us to sacrifice, to give above a regular tithe and offering to our missionaries, keep them on the field, keep them encouraged. I have missionaries tell me all the time, "Pastor, we're thankful for your church because we can count on it coming each month. There are many churches that may be 3 or 4 months before another monthly payment comes of support." Oh, that breaks my heart. And sometimes those churches go out and buy all these technical things. They'll go out and buy all the computers and the technology, and they'll have smoke coming out, colored lights coming out, all kinds of musical instruments, but they don't have room for missions. They may have one or two missionaries, and they could have supported 10 missionaries with the money they spent. But instead, they believe that you need entertainment, acting on the demographics and marketing methods of men rather than the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And men don't like paying the price of all those that live godly in Christ Jesus suffering persecution. Adam's disobedience separated him from fellowship with God. How wicked, in degree, was Adam's sin compared to the sins that you and I have committed? And when we knew the sins that we were doing at the moment we were doing it, we knew they were wrong. Presumptuous sins. Now, some say that about pornography, but what about gossip? God calls sowing discord among brethren as to be an abomination. The idea is that it's just as repulsive to God as homosexuality. You want to be on the level of a homosexual? Sow discord among the brethren that are walking in harmony with God. Our own wickedness has far surpassed Adam and Eve, and we see the penalty for their sin. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death has passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. I can't just blame Adam. I've sinned. Now we see the love of God in coming to save us. He took on flesh, subjected himself to the human frailties while Satan attacked. Yet he never sinned. Not even one time. Not even once. We had fellowship one with another, if we walk as he walked. Then we see the love he has for us. It is not one of, "I will be what I ought to be as long as they don't do me wrong." What is that? As long as they don't do me wrong? The first ground of fellowship for the Christian is to walk in the light. If we don't, the purpose of God for us to have fellowship with him and one with another, that purpose will never be reached in our personal life. Now, again, that fellowship with one another are those that are walking according to the word. Now, I have people think that they are regular church attenders because they go at least once a month or once every other week, and some because they go once a week. Look, that's not obedience. Not forsaking. That is there, not there, there, not there. That's what the ing on the word forsake is there for, to show it's there, not there, there. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. When a day at the beach, when a day out fishing, when a day out in the golf course, when a day to watch a ball game or whatever else takes precedence over the house of God, you are not in fellowship with God, my friend. You may be saved, I'm just saying you're not in fellowship with Him. You're one of those that will be saved, so as by fire. So we have fellowship one with another, if we walk as He walks. Then we see the love He has for us. It is not, again, trying to say, well, you've got to do this for me if I'm going to love you. No, God loves us. He wants fellowship with us. But when we give all our best, and yet we fall short, we fail, then we'll find God makes a difference. Isn't that what happened in Romans 7? When Paul said, the good I try to do, I end up not doing it. The bad I wouldn't do, I do it. Of course, that's what it was. Now, my friend, this is written to Christians. And understand, we should confess our sins to God daily, but also understand that even the sins after we are saved are cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. No other way. How are we to perform? We are to walk as He walked. Love, but don't blend with the world. As 2 Corinthians 6, 14 through chapter 7, verse 1 tells us to come out from among them and be separate. What fellowship, what partnership hath light with darkness? And He says, to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. So don't blend with the world and appeal to the flesh to establish fellowship. Instead, call them to repentance and faith. And is that not what Ephesians chapter 5, verses 9 through 11 tells us to rather rebuke the works of darkness? And so, daily walk in the Word. Walk as He walked. Love, but not blending with the world. Walk in the Word. Walk in prayer. Separated from the world.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.